Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode 234, Transactional versus Relational.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chairman at BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hey, thanks, Priscilla. I'm doing great, and I am going to tell you where I am at the end of my podcast today, because I want to talk a little bit about why I say where I am and why I think it's important. And I want to talk about, I want to connect that, believe it or not, to this topic, transactional versus relational. So I recently got a message on our podcast, an email message from Michael. I won't give his last name. And you're going to love this one, Priscilla. This is an interesting one. He says, "You people are real blowhards."
Uh-huh.
He said, "I don't need to hear you people bloviate about your navel." By the way, very good vocabulary, Michael. I'm really impressed with your vocabulary. "I don't need to hear you bloviate. I know you think you're important. I don't give a care where you are, what you are doing, or anything else about your life. All I need to know is the information, not how important you find yourself."
Okay.
So how do you feel about that, Priscilla?
Oh, wow.
well, if it's any consolation, he was talking mostly about me.
No, I think he's talking about us and our in a little banter back and forth.
Well, possibly. That's possibly true. But I want to talk about why, and then I want to come back to another email that I got, interestingly enough, on the same day.
Okay.
And that'll take us to our topic of transactional versus relational. So why do I say where I am in the world? Let me tell you why. It's done on purpose. I, for a long time, would have members send me emails, and they'd be really upset, and they'd be talking about, you know, where are you? How come I haven't met you? And, you know, where are you? Are you in your ivory tower in BNI? Or are you on the beach sipping margaritas? And I'm like, no. I travel a lot. I think it's really important to meet directors, to meet members. It's part of the job I love. I love traveling around and meeting people and talking about how they can increase their business. And so the reason that I start off every podcast with where I am is to give people a sense of just how much I travel to regions and care about and want to connect with members around the world. And so anybody who's done business travel really knows they're not bragging. Business travel isn't a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's the job that I have chosen. It is the career I've chosen, and I love doing it. And I want members to know that I am out there meeting people almost every other week, sometimes every week, for months at a time. And it's what I like to do. And that's why I say it. But I think there's a deeper issue here that I really want to talk about. And that's the transactional versus the relational approach to networking. And that same day, Priscilla, that exact same day, no kidding, I received an email from another member,
uh-huh.
Tammy.
Uh-huh.
And it was a longer email, but let me read a sentence out of it. It says, she thanks me for BNI, and it's the third year in BNI. And she says, "BNI has taught me how to talk to complete strangers and to be interested in their lives instead of trying to sell something to them."
Right.
Now, let's compare and contrast. The first email was, just give me the facts. It's almost like Dragnet. Now, we have a lot of people who listen from around the world, so they don't know what Dragnet is, but it was a great TV show. I loved the TV show. And what did he always say? "Just the facts, ma'am."
Right.
"Only the facts." Right? and that's what this approach is. That's Michael's approach. Just give me the facts. I don't need anything else. I don't care where you're at. Don't want to know anything. Just tell me what I need to know. And the second email is, hey, you know what? What I love about BNI is it's taught me to be relational. It's taught me it's all about relationships.
Right.
And so I wanted to compare and contrast the difference because, interestingly enough, we've got a book that's coming out in January, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, fun title, and I'll be talking about some of the findings. It's based on a survey we did of 12,000 business people, and we found that people who focused first on relationship and then business scored much higher in success. They said that they were much more successful at networking than people who's focused first on business and then the relationship. And here's the real kicker, Priscilla. You'll like it. I hate it.
I think I know what it is.
Women scored better.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
They did. They scored better. Particularly, they were a little higher on the relational side than men, but when it came to the transactional side, men were definitely higher. If you said you were not successful in networking, you were 60% likely to be a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. 60% of the men who said they weren't successful at networking and were they focused on transactions, they focused on the business first, 60% of those people were men. So men tend to focus more on transactions than relationships. Now, look at these two emails that I just got.
Yeah, right.
Same day. They were about two different podcasts, but the same day. One says, I don't care anything about you. I don't care anything about where you're at. You're just bragging. Just give me the facts. That's all I want.
Yeah.
The other says, you know what I've learned is that it's really about relationships. Who wants the facts? The man. Who wants the relationships? The woman.
Right.
Now, one thing I have learned over the years is that my natural tendency is to just go for the facts. Just give me the facts. And the truth is, that's not good at networking. That's a bad networking practice.
Right.
And so it has taken me many years to learn how to ask more questions, to try and find out about the person. You know, the reason I wrote the GAINS Exchange, that acronym that what I've talked about in previous podcasts, the goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills, the reason?
Yeah.
It's a tool because I can't do it easily.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it naturally.
Right.
And so by having the GAINS Exchange, it forces me, it gives me a system to find out about the person. Not just the facts, but not just the front of the card, but what's on the back of the card? What's behind the person? And I think that's a really important concept that is really identified in these two different emails, one from a man who wants nothing but the facts, is all about the transaction, and one from a woman who is more relational. Now, guys, don't get mad. Don't send me hate mail. I'm not saying all men are this way, but the statistics are, the data are the data. You know, the data is the data. It is what it is, and it shows that women tend to be more focused on the relationships. Let me tell you a couple of things out of the book that I'm going to share in advance. The book has not been released yet.
Okay.
But I interviewed Susan Rowan, who's an expert on networking. Great lady, written many books. And here's something that she says that she does, Priscilla, that you might find interesting. I put this in the book. She says she reads the sports page every day.
Oh, so she has something to talk about.
Yeah, she says she hates sports. She said she reads the sports page so she can have a conversation with men in networking environments.
Right.
Because they focus on sports so much.
Right. That's brilliant.
So she reads the sports page so she can begin the conversation. Now, let me ask you a question, Priscilla. How many men do you think read Cosmo so they can have a conversation with a woman? Now, some women out there are going, Cosmo, that doesn't represent me. But I did a Google search, top10reviews.com. Cosmo came out as one of the number one magazines for women. Home and Gardens, another.
I think you should.
How many men are out there reading Home and Garden and Cosmo so that they can strike up a conversation with women? I would tell you, very few.
Right. Of course.
And why is that? Because men tend to be transactional. Oh, just give me the facts, ma'am. And the women tend to be relational. But when it comes to success at networking, the data is what the data is, and it says relational is better than transactional.
Well, women are trained to be relational. I mean, that's how women do business as mothers. I mean, they get together in small groups and they talk about each other and who does great work, and they trade referrals of babysitters and this and that and where to get bargains. And that's what women do. I mean, they are the original networkers, you know, and in relational networkers.
Well, if it's all about trust, and we talked about that briefly in a couple of our previous podcasts, so we quoted Stephen Covey and the Speed of Trust. If it's all about trust, trust only comes when there's a relationship built, a positive, credible relationship.
Right.
And so if trust is only going to come when there's a relationship, then if you're focused on the transaction, you're never going to get to the relationship, and you're never going to get to the trust, and you're not going to generate as much business.
Mm-hmm.
And so while women have scored better at it in terms of the survey we did, and you know, you have anecdotal information to support that, the bottom line is everyone who focused on relationship versus transaction, whether you're a man or a woman, scored higher. Forget about gender.
Mm-hmm.
When we just looked at the question of has networking played a role in your success, and a focus on business versus relationship, you were twice as likely to say no. You were really about 110% more likely to say no, you haven't been successful, if you focused on business first and relationship second. You were less than half as likely to be unsuccessful if you focused on the relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you take gender out of the equation, it's all about the relationship. And so, Tammy, thank you very much for recognizing that it really is about relationships. I appreciate that. And I love that she says it's taught me how to talk to complete strangers and be interested in their lives. Michael, I got to thank you for you as well. Thank you for reminding me why it's important to tell everyone where I am. I do it because I want people to know that I am out visiting and connecting with members all around the world. And to end the podcast, Priscilla, I will tell you that I am home for a few weeks, spending time with my family, reintroducing myself because I have been on the road so much, meeting with members all over the world. It's good to be home. But come January, I'm hitting over 30 cities next year to meet BNI members all around the world. So this was, I think, one of our more interesting podcasts, Priscilla, and I apologize for those things that Michael said. I think you're wonderful, and you are anything but a blowhard. I love working with you.
Thank you, Ivan. I think you're really a fun person to be with. So, and thanks, Michael, for the feedback. Well, I think that might be it for this week. Thank you so much. I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.